before you. Don't know how you're going to get over it. Don't know what's going to happen. But then all of a sudden you look around and the mountain's gone. And you wonder, how did I get over it? How did I get to where I am today? Ain't God like that? You worried about a situation, he's already got it taken care of. You worried about a mountain, he's already given you a way to get over it. God will give you what you need. And I'm so glad that he meets you where you're at and takes you over. We praise God. We thank God for this great day, for this opportunity. God truly, truly has been good to us, has blessed us, and is continuing to keep us. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to this great church and to the visitors. God bless you all. It is good to stand before you this day. Because God gave us this day. And so we know that it is a good day. Because everything God makes is good. And we know all good and perfect gifts comes from above. So we thank God for that. Amen. Just for a little while, I want to call your attention to the book of Romans. Romans in the New Testament. Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning around verse 26. Romans 8:26. And for our reading today, I want to read down from 26 through 31. The 8th chapter of Romans, beginning with verse 26. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we read the Word of God. And it reads, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified.
Yes.
And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Thank you, God.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? For a little while this afternoon, I want to talk from the subject, I got this. I got this.
Say it, say it.
Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you have done today. Lord, right now, Lord, it's preaching time. Send the Spirit, Lord, that the preacher might come and touch this waiting congregation, Lord. Let them know that they are about to hear a word from on high. Minister to them, Lord. Hide me behind the cross so that the words that they hear are your words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got this. There are times, and I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, where you may be going to the restaurant with some friends, and all of a sudden you find out that you did not bring the money you thought you had. And it's very reassuring when the friend says, don't worry, I got this. Maybe you're at work and you got something that you got to do, and there's a deadline in the project that you're working on, but you know you got to go and pick up your son or your daughter, or you got to do something, and there's a co-worker that steps up and says, you go ahead, I got this.
Uh-huh.
As I look through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and all the Word of God is saying to us is God is saying, I got this. No matter what situation you're going through, no matter what you got going on, God says, got this. We live in a world when everybody wants to be in control. Everybody wants to be the boss. Give somebody a little education and they will go foolish on you, won't they? Give somebody a supervisor spot at work and that good co-worker is now impossible to work with. Give somebody a little title in the church and you know what happens. Everybody wants to be in charge. Everybody wants to be the boss. Imagine driving a car. The car is built for one person to drive. And now there's occasions when the driver has to look for something or grab something. Sometimes he'll ask the person sitting beside him to take the wheel. And sometimes it's a dangerous situation, but it's only for a minute. But imagine that going on for a whole long time, for miles. There's going to be an accident. Imagine, if you will, and I've seen baseball games where one is coming out for a fly ball and one man's coming from the infield, the other one's from the outfield. And if somebody doesn't call it, or and each of them say, I got this, they run together. Even major leaguers look like they're in the minor league and drop the ball. Sometimes we take control of things instead of getting out of the way of God. We're in the way. Instead of letting God take the wheel, we're trying to help God steer the car. And we need to step back. In this life, you are in charge of your life. You are the supervisor of your life. We are in charge. How many times have you given an issue? Have you given a situation? Given it over to Jesus, only to take it back? We give him our hurts, then we take it back. We give him our children, then we take it back. We give him our husband or our wife, then we take it back. And when we take it back, we try to work it out for ourselves. We want to be in charge. Why is it that we don't mind Jesus being our friend? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And we don't mind Jesus being our Savior. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Well, on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. But we have trouble giving him our lives. Giving him the authority over our lives. We know that the friends that we have, sometimes Jesus wouldn't approve of them. We know some things, we're doing things that we know Jesus would not approve of. And so we're trying to take the wheel back from God. And we tell ourselves, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix him. Or I'm going to fix her. And it's a problem because we've been raised to have control. Our strong black women have been taught that they must be superwomen. Yeah. Gotta do everything. And so we are built that we might have control over everything. But how many of you know that you can't have control of everything? As we get to our passage, Paul is writing to the believers, the saints in Rome. They are being persecuted. They are going through some tough times, some trials, and some tribulations. Christianity hasn't fully caught on yet. And so they are getting persecuted from the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and they are being persecuted from the Roman government. There's hatred, there's malice, and all of this, they're facing these difficulties. In the difficult times, Paul is writing to this church to strengthen them, to let them know that God will work it out. That if you lean on him and not on your own understanding, then he will take control of the situation. Paul is saying, telling them that even when you're so persecuted that you can't even pray, even when situations come and you don't even know how to utter tells them that the Spirit will intercede on their behalf. And although the enemy may have you surrounded, there seems no way out. There may be oppression, there may be depression, and there may be a recession. God is going to take all these things. Paul tells them that God's going to take all the bad. God's going to take all the good. God's going to take everything in between. It's kind of like baking a cake. The individual ingredients of themselves does not taste that good. But you take some eggs and you take some sugar and you mix it up and you make some batter and you add in some butter and all these things that doesn't taste too good by themselves. And, oh yeah, you got to add some heat too. Sometimes we don't like the heat, do we? But sometimes you got to add that heat and you put all these things together and you have something good. God takes the abuse in our lives, the hatred in our lives, and He adds it up and He puts a little sugar in. And He makes and He takes it all and He says that all things work together. All this is added in together, put in the oven. All things work together for the good. Paul goes on and says that God predestined some things to happen. Did you know that God knows what's going to happen before you even going through what you're going through? God knows the end before the beginning. Ain't that good to know? That no matter what you're going through, God already knows how it's going to end up. Before the beginning, He knows what's going to happen. He knows that although you have been laid off, there's a job just a couple of months out that's going to get you back where you need to be. He knows that whatever is going on, it's going to be all right in a little while. Oh, I feel good that God knows what's going to happen to me. But God cares about me, and He knows that what the end is going to be. So He can look beyond where we're at to see where we're going to be. And He has predestined some people. And those He has predestined, He has also called. And did you know that there is a calling on your life? Not necessarily to preach the word of God. So many people get that mixed up. God is calling you, but not necessarily to preach. God has called you to live the life that you sing about. God is telling you to live the life that you talk about. God is calling you to do the things that you ought to do. He has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. And verse 31 says, what shall we then say to these things? What shall we say to the trials, to the tribulation? What shall we say to the infirmities that come in our life? What shall we say to the situation we face each and every day? What shall we say to the drug dealers and the pimps that want to take our children? What do we say to an economy that millions are lined up because they're out of work? What do we say to tens of millions that are underemployed? What do we say to healthcare that cost is rising? What do we say when the swine flu is infecting this nation? What do we say? We say like Paul, if God be for us, who can stand against us? Paul is telling the Roman church and telling us today that God is saying, I got this. No matter what problem you're going through, I got this. God is the creator of heaven and earth. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So when the fiery darts come your way, don't worry about it. Because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God says, I got this. When sin weighs heavy on you, know that though your sins be red as scarlet, He shall wash them whiter than snow. God says, I got this. When the enemy comes at you like a flood, God says, I got this. He raises up a standard against it. I got this. When you're hungry and don't have any money, God says, I got this. And He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. God says, I got this. I got this. And God said, I got this. And he turned the water into wine. Now the woman caught in the very act of adultery, Jesus said, I got this. He was without sin, cast the first stone. He said, I got this. And they dropped the stones and they left the woman. He said, go and sin no more. The disciples on the boat one day, and the wind started, the storm came. Somebody woke up Jesus. Jesus said, I got this. Peace be still. When a mankind could not save himself, when man needed a savior, Jesus said, I got this. And he died on the cross. He died on Friday. He rested on Saturday. But rose Sunday morning with all power. Jesus said, I got this. And when death wouldn't behave, and when the grave thought it was winning, Jesus said, I got this. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Jesus said, I got this. And when Jesus ascended up to heaven, then came the Holy Spirit like a mighty rushing wind. And some thought that they were drunk. Some thought that they were out of their mind. But Peter was filled with the Spirit. You know, the anointing makes the difference. It makes the difference. And Peter said, talk boldly, and the lives changed, and people were added to the church daily. And when we don't even know what to pray for, the Spirit says, I got this. When we're too burdened down even to open up our mouths, the Spirit says, I got this. When we're grieving and tears are coming down our eyes and we can't even say, Lord, help me, the Spirit says, I got this. We're all bound up, don't know what to do, don't know what to say. The Spirit says, I got this. And he just moans and groans. And he's got it. He's got this. We can't understand it, but he's got it. We don't know where he's going to take us, but he has got this. All we need to do is let go and let God. And the Bible says all things, the disappointments, all things, the hurts, the pains, all things, the sickness, even death, all things work together for the good. For them that love God and are called according to his purpose. As I read this verse, I think about Joseph. Remember Joseph? How his own family threw him in a pit. Sold him into slavery. Then in Potiphar's house he was falsely accused. Thrown back into jail. Stayed there. But all the time God was taking all this hate. You know, his brothers couldn't even speak to him peaceably. But God took all of that. All of the hate. All of the false accusations. All that had went through it, he took it all and mixed it all up. And look what happened. The same ones that threw him in the pit, the same ones that talked about him, the same ones that couldn't say a peaceable word to him, had to bow down before him. Won't God make your enemies your footstool? Won't he pick you up? Won't he put your feet on a solid foundation? Won't he make it a way out of no way? And all we need to do is just let go. Give it to God. And don't pick it back up. For we know. And we know. We know that all things work together for good. To them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. So what shall we then say to these things? What shall we say to these trials, these tribulations? What shall we say if God be for us? who can be against us? God says, I got this. I got this. Don't worry about it. I got this. And he will give you what you need. Everything that you need, God's got it. All the blessings, God got it. You need healing in your body? God's got it. God says, Jesus says, the Holy Spirit says, I got this. I got this. Door of the church is open. There may be one today. Does not know this man we call Jesus. The only way to get to the Father is through the Son. And all three, isn't it amazing? All three of them make one. To get to the Father, I offer you Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. The one that was born in Bethlehem. Walked the streets of Jerusalem. The one that raised the dead and healed the sick is still saving souls today. You may join this church by letter, by Christmas spirit, or by being baptized. Let the day be the day that you give your heart to Jesus. And then you can say, he's got my back. God's looking at you and said, I got this. All you got to do is come down. And he's got every situation under control. Yes, whether you want today, you may come by letter, by Christmas spirit, or by being baptized. Let today be the day that you give your life to Christ.